Like to convene the Finance Committee. We have a quorum present. Representative Benson, would you care to approve the minutes or move the approval?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to approve the minutes for February 15th and February 16th, Paul.
Okay, the motion is before us. Any discussion on the approval of the minutes then for the 15th and 16th of February? Seeing none, then, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. First bill up is Senate File 2253 by Representative Atkins and Representative Champion.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move the Transportation Finance and Policy Division report for House File 2485.
Okay, the motion is before us. Any discussion? Seeing none, then, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Representative Champion?
Mr. Chair, again, I move House File 2253 be recommended to pass and placed on the consent calendar.
Okay, the motion is before us. Oh, wait, excuse me. Did you say House File?
Yes.
Yeah, it's Senate File
2253.
Okay, that motion is before us, and then we have an amendment that's been distributed.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I move S-2253A as an amendment.
Okay, that motion is before us, and the amendment does what, Representative Atkins?
It makes the, to the extent that the bill passes, it would make the enactment date the day following that the section be effective the day following the enactment.
Okay, the amendment is before us. Representative Biskins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Atkins, will this amendment be acceptable to the Senate, or are we looking at a long, drawn-out conference committee?
Representative Atkins.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Biskins, they sent the amendment over, so I think they want it too.
Thank you.
They'll probably concur when you send it back.
I think they will.
Any further discussion on the amendment? All those then in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Representative Atkins, if you could give us a brief description of the bill.
I'd be happy to, Mr. Chairman, and I have a testifier here for simply to answer questions if there are any. The bill went through the division and came out unanimously, so I won't spend a great deal of time on it. It's a purely local project on which all parties are in agreement. Last year, we adopted a moratorium to prevent a local bridge, the Rock Island Swing Bridge, from being removed. It was scheduled literally days away from being removed in its entirety. Some local folks wanted an opportunity to preserve a portion of it. We successfully passed the moratorium. The governor signed it into law. Moratorium went into place. It was for 2 years because that's how long we anticipated it would take to raise the money necessary to restore the portion of the bridge that people wanted to restore. It actually took a year, actually less than a year. So we're prepared now to have the moratorium removed so that the preservation and restoration efforts can move forward on the Rock Island Swing Bridge. Everyone's in agreement with respect to it, and with that, I would appreciate your support.
Okay, any discussion? Well, seeing none, then, Representative Champion renews his motion that Senate File 2253 be recommended to pass as amended and placed on the consent calendar. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
No.
Motion carried. We now have House File 2859 by Representative Simon.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair,
Representative Huntley,
I would move the Health and Human Services Finance Division report for House File 2859, the first committee in Grossman.
Okay, the motion is before us. Any discussion? Seeing none, then, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Representative Simon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll move that House File 2859, the first committee in Grossman, be recommended to pass and placed on the general register.
Okay, the motion is before us. Representative Simon on the bill.
Thanks, members. Before Representative Huntley's division, the hearing lasted about 60 seconds. I'll try to beat that time. I think the House research summary states it well. This just requires the commission to exclude adjustments for raw food costs that are related to providing special diets based on religious beliefs. Basically, when this statute was initially written, it must have been in rosier times. It only anticipated rate increases. This just adjusts or amends the statute to reflect that the same criteria would be used when rates decrease as well. That's it. That's the bill. So I ask for your support.
Okay. Any further discussion? Seeing none, then, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you.
Thanks.
Senate File 1369, Representative Kelly. And Representative Huntley again.
Mr. Chair, I would move Senate File 1369, the second engrossment, be recommended to pass and placed on the general register.
Okay, the motion is before us. Any discussion? Pardon? Oh, excuse me. Yeah, that's I was thinking division report, and this is one that had not been in division. We've got the motion before us, and then we do have an amendment. Representative Huntley?
Mr. Chair, I would move the S-1369-A1 amendment.
Okay, that motion is before us. Representative Kelly on the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Representative Huntley, for moving that. The amendment is gets us in line from a fiscal note. Mr. Tabell from the department and others helped with this, and it's like I say, changing the percentage in the revenue and cost sharing from between the department and the between the facilities and the department, so that our fiscal note remains at zero and actually is a slight cost savings to the state. So that's what the amendment does.
Okay, any discussion on the amendment? Seeing none, then, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Representative Kelly on the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. This is a bill we heard last year, went to the House floor. It's back here just for reconsideration to be sent to the floor again. Here again, what we're working with is I'm kind of riding the coattails of Representative Fritz and Huntley and Representative Thiessen, worked on this as a pilot project with long-term care facilities. What we're trying to do is create a campus type of setting for long-term care. This was a collaboration between Benedictine Health Systems, Fairview, Goodhue County, and what it's allowing to do is lift the moratorium so that we can build a new facility, closing some beds in the community already, but establishing the long-term care facilities that allows for an assisted living, a long-term care in the hospital on the same campus, so that as our aging population grows and does age, it's more of certainly less stressful for these people to move from sometimes building to building, or either even maybe down the hall to get a different type of care. So that's what the bill does, allows for that new facility to be built.
Okay, and members, that's mainly a reminder, since it was one that we acted on last session. Any discussion? Representative Biskins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Kelly, when the amendment was put forward, I believe you said that the amendment then aligned the bill with the fiscal note. However, when I look at the fiscal note on page 2, about two-thirds of the way down, part 5, the fiscal note still says that we are multiplying the amount in item 4 by 57%. So I'm wondering if we truly are aligned now with the fiscal note, or if there are different fiscal implications to this bill.
Okay. I think Mr. Marks can respond to that. Mr. Marks?
Mr. Chair, Representative Biskins and members, the change in the amendment, the 48.5% is what the Department of Human Services has advised us. Given the difference in time from last year, is the percent that we now need to have to keep it fiscally neutral.
Okay.
Okay, any further discussion? Representative Huntley?
Well, Mr. Chair and members, this, you know, we voted in favor of this last year. It's a very good bill. It is really a good pilot project to show how our seniors should be treated and put onto a sort of a campus-like facility. And I strongly urge your support.
Okay. Any further discussion? If not, then Representative Huntley renews his motion that Senate File 1369, the second engrossment, would be recommended to pass as amended and placed on the General Register. Seeing no further discussion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're very welcome. And Representative Solberg.
Mine too.
Mr. Chair, my first motion is to move the House File 2037 be recommended to pass and refer to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Okay, the motion is before us. Representative Solberg.
Then the second one is I have a delete everything amendment A-10-2063. I would move that amendment.
Okay, Representative Solberg moves the amendment A-10-2063. Representative Solberg on the amendment.
Mr. Chair and members, this bill is left over from last year, and what it is attempting to do is take all the special revenue accounts, which are generally by fees, that are put into the general fund, and take them out of the general fund and put them in the special revenue fund. It comes to us as working between our fiscal people and the MMB people to make sure that that we still have to appropriate it, but it looks like the general fund has more money in it than was really is the purpose of a general fund. We usually think of the general fund as the general fund that can be used for other things. These are dedicated accounts that sit in the general fund. Last year, between the end of the year and in November sometime, MMB went through the accounts and looked at which ones they had the authority to transfer already. And they have done that in their accounting system. They've gone from about $60 million in the general fund down to about $20 million. But some of the accounts are statutory dedicated in the general fund. So we have to be able to change the law for them to be able to do that. I've passed out to you a little bit of a sheet. It's a couple pages of all the different funds that are in this particular bill. That work is done by Bill Marks, our chief fiscal analyst, and MMB, working with MMB. They will still need to be appropriated by the legislature, but they just won't be in the general fund. They'll be in a special revenue fund. And with that, I would stand for questions. Representative Carlson has asked the chairs of the different divisions to comment on it. I have not received any comment on one way or another, but they have a chance now, I guess.
Representative Kahn.
Well, Mr. Chairman and Representative Solberg, I have a little problem with the statement that you still made, which says that they still have to be appropriated. Because if you look, and I thought I saw some more, but looking quickly on page 5, lines 5.3 to 5.5, you have the amount is annually appropriated to the commissioner. And, you know, I know we've gone back and forth about whether these funds should go in and out without any legislative oversight. And it looks to me that once you put that it is appropriated, that means that it's been appropriated. And I don't know if you want to interject the legislature into having to make appropriations from these funds, but boy, I sure would at least like a report on you know, these fund balances and what's in the funds and what's doing it. But I think any place, then here's the next one in the 5.26, any place where it says that it's annually appropriated, I think that means that it is this bill is the appropriation.
Mr. Chair,
Representative Solberg.
Representative Kahn, you're right. That's current law on these. It's annually appropriated. Well, I'm one who also agrees that we should at least have a report. Maybe Mr. Marks can respond to that.
Mr. Marks.
Excuse me. Mr. Chair, members, the I think of the accounts being moved in this bill, almost all of them are currently statutory appropriations, and the intent here was simply to move them from a general fund to another fund because that is another issue with the general fund. Most of the appropriating out of the general fund is usually direct appropriations, that is, appropriations made every 2 years. There are already over 1,000 accounts in the special revenue fund and many accounts in other funds. We can get those balances. We don't necessarily get a report every year of them unless we actively go in and do that. And the legislature tends to create probably more than a dozen of these every year. So, and it's the nature of something where there's often a fee created. Somebody wants to be licensed. Somebody wants to do a special service. Somebody has a certain source of revenue to do something with that they're usually created as what we would call dedicated accounts, that money is raised for a certain purpose, and then the language in the law says, and it's appropriated to the commissioner of whatever agency for that purpose. So the nature of the accounts in this bill are of the sort of things that are usually in special revenue funds, and that was the goal of the bill, is to move them out of this fund. I would encourage committees to review these accounts, see if they're still relevant, if they're still needed. In some cases, the fee or the revenue source may be raising more money than is needed. Typically, those get found because then we transfer that money to the general fund when the general fund needs money. But as to a report, I think we can do that. It's not necessarily an easy thing to do every year because tracking them down, you know, need the statutory references, but it can be done.
And Mr. Chair, I think that there's sometimes a magnitude of what the funds are as well,
right,
and the purpose of the funds. If it's a fee that's going to be used for, let's say, I'll pick on somebody, a chiropractor, to regulate the chiropractors, that's probably appropriated, annually without an appropriation. It's automatically giving them. But that doesn't mean that each of the committees shouldn't be looking at those particular funds to see if they're meeting their goals again.
Representative Cotton.
Well, Mr. Chairman, there are certain problems. First of all, one of the things that we should be looking at, and again, maybe this is done, but first of all, I thought I've tried to stop every one of these that I've seen. Obviously, I'm not sufficiently alert to we get 12 a year. Maybe I cut it down from 100 a year or something. But one of the things that we need to look at is are we collecting the appropriate part of indirect costs from all of these funds? This is an issue that I raised. I actually thought I had found a great new source of money to balance the budget. It turns out we've been, for example, let's take a fund that people are very protective of, like the Game and Fish Fund. Now, appropriate use of the Game and Fish Fund is whatever its proportion of the budget is paying that proportion of the governor's office and the Secretary of State's office and the Attorney General's office and those sorts of things. And so I don't know if the indirect costs, obviously if the fee is really small, it's a really small amount. But, I don't know if we're collecting the appropriate amount of indirect costs for all of government from these things. And, just the fact that Mr. Mark says it's very difficult to do makes me, more anxious to have it done, because when things are difficult to do, it means that they're difficult to trace.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think we're making progress on by passing this bill. Right now, they're hid in the general fund. You don't even know that they already exist, and to get them out of the general fund is even more difficult.
Right.
Now they will be accounted for in a special revenue fund. You should be able to go right to it and be able to find it.
Well,
but that doesn't mean that you couldn't find it in the general fund. I think it's a little bit better accounting practice.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I would be much more comfortable if we added a section to this that required an accounting report on this, and that it also covered the appropriate indirect cost recovery and things like that.
Well, Mr. Marks.
Mr. Chair, Representative Kahn, indirect costs will be included, and I believe there was an estimate made last year that by moving these from the general fund to other funds, there will be about a, I think it was about a $22,000 or $23,000 indirect cost assessment on those, the accounts that are being moved. The $22,000 was figured to be pretty insignificant in the overall picture. I would also add that by moving them to mostly to the special revenue fund, they are easier to track than in the general fund. We had a very difficult time last year getting statutory references and tracking dollar amounts of these that were in the general fund. Our accounting system doesn't or assumes the general fund is just that. When we run a report for the special revenue fund, for example, we do get tracking by account, and we can do that. What I mean by it not necessarily being the easiest to track is that it's out of the accounting system, so it's tracking activity that has gone on as opposed to projections for future years. There's not a projection as to how much the fees are going to raise next year, for example. What we have to work with is what they raised last year or the year before and what's built in as projected receipts for this year. So the information is available. It's not the kind of projected information that for future years like we use with the general fund.
Well,
I would add I ran a special revenue fund report a few days ago, and it's 40 pages on the accounts in the special revenue fund. 40 pages, single lines.
But Mr. Chair, I think this would include then in that particular account all the rest of them that are now in the general fund. So you would have a little bit better accounting system of it.
Okay, Representative House.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Solberg, I'm sitting next to Chair Wagenius. I probably should have just asked her, but I didn't want to talk over everyone else. But the snowmobile accounts and ATV accounts and accounts like that, is that already being done with that, or is this similar to what you're doing here?
No.
Mr. Chair, Representative House, it's my understanding that those are already in the special revenue account already. You have a report on it all the time. These are this list includes the accounts that could not be automatically transferred to special revenue because it says in the law that they're deposited in the general fund, even though it should be a special revenue fund. So that's the only thing we're changing here is the ability for MMB to put them in the special revenue fund.
Okay, Representative Kiffmeyer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Representative, question I have is when this is done, and I think, you know, certainly the special revenue funds and having them all in a place so you can track them has merit. My question is, when we're dealing with such a tremendous budget shortfall, what is the availability of the legislature to those special revenue funds when we're dealing with a very special circumstance of meeting the needs to balance the budget? Could you reply as to what this would do or how special revenue funds are handled in a situation like balancing the budget?
Well, Mr. Chairman, Representative Kiffmeyer, if we just look at what the proposal is from the governor's budget proposal, I think he's proposing, I want to say, in the area of $120 million being transferred from the special revenue funds to the general fund to help balance the budget. Just let me give you one example of that. In the accounting system that already exists in the special revenue fund, the snowmobile account. And the governor had proposed originally in his budget to take a $267,000 out of that account and put it in the general fund. Now, he's backed off from that. But what I'm saying is that the legislature, the governor can propose and the legislature can always take money out of the special revenue funds and put it into the general fund.
Representative Kiffmeyer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is not the first time that has been done in regards to moving funds from special revenue. I remember in particular election equipment was one special revenue fund that was used to balance the budget. So I recognize that, but I think whether it's in the general fund or in a special revenue, being able to track them, as Mr. Mark said, is certainly a value to us in the legislature, and doing that I think certainly is important, but it is still equally there to some extent to balance the budget as it has been in the past.
No, Mr. Chairman, Representative Kiffmeyer, it's not to some extent, it's always there, period.
Okay, we need to adopt the the amendment, which was to delete everything. Any further discussion on the amendment? All those in favor then signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Representative Solberg then renews his motion that House File 2037 be recommended to pass as amended and re-referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. Any further discussion? Will the Committee on Ways and Means be a friendly...
I think I'll give it a hearing anyway, whether it's
okay. Any further discussion? All those then in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
No.
Motion carried. Please note the bill referrals, and then we have a new page with us this morning. Dylan Kelly, would you care to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Dylan Kelly. I grew up in St. Paul, kind of over by the State Fair, Kimmel Park area. Just graduated from the University of Minnesota.
Okay, and welcome to the committee. And with that, our other page, I think Laurel was introduced the other day, but just as a reminder, is sitting over to my right, Laurel. And with that, meeting adjourned.